Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, it is Dom time. Welcome in, 855-839-1210. That's how you get a line. Great report from Matt Rooney about exactly what's going on in Jersey. And, several of you have emailed me. Jack Ciattarelli ought to say, hi, I'm Jack Ciattarelli. Mikey Sherrill, once Boys and Girls Sports. Good night, everybody. Philadelphia Inquirer, 14 printed pages, bless their heart, all around over the weekend, the notion of protecting transgender kids as opposed to dealing with the specific. Does that mean then they have to be able to play in boys' sports? Does that mean then the bathroom thing is what you're talking about? Isn't there a way around that? The one person they interviewed, CB, says, I can't think of anyone who's not at least thinking of a contingency plan if Jack Ciattarelli wins, meaning fleeing New Jersey. What? Jack Ciattarelli? I mean, it's crazy to say that about Trump, a contingency plan to flee. But Jack Ciattarelli, if he wins, oh, yeah, we got to get out of here. It's going to be brutal. The mom says, I think we all have our limits of when we got to go. We just have to protect our kids. That's the stakes of the election, says the Philadelphia Inquirer. Another South Jersey person facing the same dilemma in the lead up to Election Day said her 10-year-old transgender daughter isn't stealing any thunder from other girls on their co-ed sports team. She's the smallest in her class. It's hard for her to imagine anyone seeing her child as a threat to anyone in the bathroom. Now, you know, again, these are straw men that we're setting up here. Other transgender activists interviewed by the Inquirer say that Mikey Sherrill should speak up more. Ciattarelli has made popular the GOP talking points, the centerpiece of his campaign. He attacked Sherrill for voting to allow biological boys to play in girls' sports, despite being a mother of two daughters. In reference to her vote against the Princeton Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act, which would prohibit transgender girls from participating in girls' sports. Okay. The other is, here's the point I was making, the one that's even more serious. The Ciattarelli, they quote saying, I don't think school districts should be keeping secrets from parents. I don't think that biological boys should be playing girls' sports. Now, the secrets means if the child is going by different pronouns and all that stuff in school, why in the world would the parents not be alerted to that? They have parental duties by law. They have primacy as parents. These people are not recognizing it. Now, this isn't as blatant because you don't see it. It's a concept. The males playing against females, everybody sees. But think about that. in what universe should the parent not be told? Well, the Inquirer has an answer to that. They say that, again, they're fearful for what will happen to the child from the parent. And he also said that Chattarelli opposes so-called gender-affirming care for minors when asked about Murphy's executive order that made the state a safe haven for gender-affirming health care. They interview Diane Regawa, a Collingswood-based person whose transgender son is a Rutgers graduate student. And she says more that they ought to be speaking out. She explained, Chattarelli explained that students should understand the background of people throughout our nation and condemn the erasure of history. 14 printed pages of this. And again, we played you attempts. Governor Beshear was on with Bill Maher on Friday nights on the Bill Maher show. And Bill Maher brought this up because he's a classic liberal. He's not a progressive. Well, you knocked down a bill that said that boys can't be in girls' sports. And Beshear, who's one of the leading candidates, the governor of Kentucky for Democrats, said, yeah, well, I love sports too much to have government involvement. My God. You know, how many different ways do they try to get around this? And the answer is, there is no way to get around it. There is absolutely no rational way to get around it that this is wrong to the average person. You might mitigate the damage. You might buy a hair, be better than what Newsom said on it or what Shapiro says on it or X, Y, or Z. But the bottom line is, there's no getting around this. It's an 85-15, not even 80-20. It might be 90 in some instances. So they're giving grace to Cheryl not to say as much as she would enforce. What she said is, I'm not going to have some Moms for Liberty type running on the field to determine if someone's a biological boy. Just constantly on this issue. Spanberger is having tremendous trouble with this in Virginia. And they keep on bashing people that bring it up. Well, then just resolve it. Just don't do it. You're the ones that want to die on that hill. We can certainly move on to talk affordability. How in the world do people in Jersey think any Democrat is going to be better on affordability? I know Jack Chattarelli has talked about this, but why is Jersey so expensive? Just like New York is so expensive, it is going to continue to be that expensive. Is there some plot to do that? Who's been in charge over the last 25 years in Jersey? And for that matter, New York. All right, I'm coming to the calls. One more, though. Here is Kathy Hochul, now on the bandwagon with Mandani, and the crowd chants, tax the rich. This is Cut 15, Henry. That was the big chant yesterday when she spoke at an event for Mandani.
Stronger,
live,
and more resilient than ever before. I'll keep fighting every day with my partners on the same side. I'm Stuart Cousins.
Tax the rich. So that's going to be the watchword. How much are you going to tax them in New York? And the argument is, will people flee the very rich? And does it matter? You know, oh, well, Dom, the billionaires, they ought to pay at least half. What about the 100 millionaires? Well, they ought to pay at least half, too. All right, that's what they want. That's what the mob wants. And that's what this guy is going to try to do, even though I don't see how he has the power. He's an awful speaker, by the way. The crowd is just fired up. It's because of him. And he is going to be the key, I believe, to Republicans winning the midterms. This is going to be a disaster beyond belief. He's already saying, well, the police chief there is going to follow exactly what I say. And her record is someone who's pretty good police chief. So how's that going to go when, if he doesn't defund, he at least takes away the gang database, stuff like that? Not well. But I give him credit. He is a candidate who has been relentless on one thing, affordability. And the average liberal Democrat has more trouble with that. His answer is, let's go radical the other way, and that will solve affordability. This is the age-old debate. How often have we had socialism as the answer, or even communism, where people get turned on by it because it seems so simple? Take from them. They shouldn't have that much. They have more than enough. All right, so you're a billionaire. How about if you only be a half a billionaire, right? Just give us half. Really, it turns out to be more, but okay. Why should anyone have that money? So what's the best answer to that, to this age-old problem that comes up? Well, one answer is it's not enough with billionaires. You know that. Probably not enough even with $1 million a year. It's got to be a lot more than that to do what he's promising to do. And he actually says, take away the fare box on public transportation and you'll have less violence. Everything will be free. Why would people then commit violence to get money or to do something? It's free. Everything. And I told you in high school, he ran on everybody will get fresh juice around the clock. It'll be squeezed from local providers of the fruit. My God, for a high school kid, that's pretty impressive to be that detailed, to be that much into the whole philosophy. All right, let's go to Frank in South Philly. Frank is in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Frank, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, buongiorno. Danny, buongiorno to you. Thank you for taking the call, Dom.
Thank you, Frank. How are things?
And everything's swell. And I spoke to your boss. You know who your boss is, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, bro told me. You guys and Barbara Capozzi. We're going to be hitting that Godfather trail, and there's some Fernando guys involved there, some shadowy figure you guys know. It's going to take the cousin in the old country is going to take us to the roots of the Pagano family.
That is correct, Dom. Yeah. And listen, up in there in my little town where I was born at, Badalato, it is.
Wait a minute. What's the name of that town again, Frank?
Badalato. That's right next to Silverato.
There's a lot of Atos in there. Yeah.
And I'll give you another. If you do make it over there, my four cousins over there will bring you to a winery over there. Not winery, but it's a canteen that he has.
Okay.
And he has a treasure chest from 1950 when his father first made the batch of wine in that canteen.
Wow.
Your wife has that picture. I sent it to her.
Okay. All right. Ro is on this. We were high hopes there, Frank.
And if you need to know the weather or the temperature over there, Ro has his number.
Okay.
You call him anytime. And when you reach Calabria, Fai buono viaggio. That means have a nice trip to Calabria there and Sicily.
Well, Frank, we'll see you when we get back. Thank you, Frank, for the friendship, the great stuff that you do. And guess what, Frank? I better come back with the vote that says gravy there in Calabria. There's going to be big trouble.
Well, they're going to set this record straight over there. They'll tell you it's gravy. And, Dom, one more thing, if you don't mind.
Sure.
When you get back, I do a veterans ceremony here in South Philadelphia, which will be November 9th from 9 to 12 Sunday morning, and we invited quite a few people. We do a 21-gun salute over here at 2900 South 18th Street. It's a memorial that I built for the veterans, and we do it every year on a Sunday morning.
We'll try to make it over there, Frank. It is impressive what you've put together there.
Okay. Enjoy yourself there, Dom.
Thank you, Frank.
I know you're leaving tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Frank. Well, we got the show tomorrow. Then. From the Dom.
Show goes on.
And the helicopter lands on the back portico, Henry. I said back, not the front. And then helicoptered over to International Airport.
Right.
The private jet, Giuseppe Fongoli, is going to be flying us to Fort Frank. Did you hear the name of the town? Bacalar.
Yes.
Bacalar. Next to Silverado.
Gosh.
What chance do we have of bro finding this Fernando guy and going there to the birthplace of the Paganos? Oh, my goodness. I know we'd do the Godfather tour, though. I think in a couple of days. A couple of days in Sicily, then the Godfather tour. All right. And I come back about 4 o'clock, 4:30 on Election Day. So we'll have full. I'm already planning the post-election day to people to have on. And, you know, we're going to see if it's going to be a good day. We got the judges' retention, Mondani. Well, I'm okay if Mondani wins, so I'll put that in the column. I'm okay, because that's the key to the midterms. New York decided to go crazy. Okay, Cuomo, you know, can't win. It's okay. But no retention of the three judges, absolutely. Jack Chitterelli, Fred Herron, Jen Shorn. And which one am I leaving out? I thought there was a fifth thing. Mondani, I mentioned. There is another one out there that we're looking at. Well, one Republican in Delaware County. Is that too much to ask? That's my Election Day wish. Mondani, I'm on board, though. This guy is the gift that keeps on giving. It's stunning that he would make that appeal. It's an honest appeal to Muslims to come out and vote for him. But my God, his auntie couldn't wear her hijab on the subway the day after 9/11 or when it got restored. Give us a break, buddy. Come on. A, is that happening? Did that happen? And B, with 3,000 dead and we know who the attackers and what fueled them, my God. All right, 855-839-1210.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so Dom Giordano's show, Nikki emails me. It doesn't matter what Calabria says about gravy. They're only 15.5% of the population of Italy. Oh, my God. The sauce people never end. We have more calculation on this than the New Jersey governor's race. Yeah, I take Joe of Columbus. Yeah, we're going to ask when we're over there. I'll get a pocket of gravy lovers versus sauce. By the way, police out in Chester County now, hopefully they've caught this guy. You may remember the guy that broke out of prison. I think they've corrected that. But we have another guy on the run who is extremely dangerous, or at least he was. He escaped custody near Phoenixville Hospital, where I guess he was going to be treated. He was last seen running in handcuffs from the hospital grounds at around 7 a.m. And again, remember the guy just crab walking up the side of the building to break out of the prison. And I wonder with this guy again, is this guy here illegally like the other guy was for a long period of time? I don't think we're going to have a manhunt quite like this for any number of weeks. All right, but I gave you, again, another spoke on this whole thing with the transgender issue. It's not just boys and girls sports. That's the most visual, the best that works. But it's also the fact, do people in Jersey really believe that parents should not be told? Now, remember, sometimes we're dealing with 8 and 9 year old kids. They shouldn't be told. They're using different pronouns. They even aid and abet it. Don't put that on the test paper because your parent will see it. That can't be right that even Jersey thinks. Well, you know, some parents, I don't want to hear about some parents. The bottom line is the parent has primacy here. That's the bigger issue. And Mikey Sherrill doesn't agree with that. The average Democrat doesn't. They think the government, the school, they're the experts. Now, if they actually think there's a threat, there's something there, there are laws that they can then have to go through the legal process to let a judge determine this. They don't want to do that. They just want to say all parents are suspect. Doesn't the parent have a right if the kid is using different pronouns in school, particularly at these ages? And it's not even high school that we're talking about. We talked about the most recent report, how this is a social contagion, where more and more kids got into this and how the numbers are dropping. How could you be on the other side of that? Well, they are. And that is even more of an issue that happens, I believe, than the trans in sports. And we did a whole thing a few years back. This, we're really dealing with competitive levels where Jersey said, if you say you're male on this day, then you compete in the male events. If you say you're gender fluid, you compete in the female events. And that's the way it is. Again, even in Jersey, the numbers are in the mid-70s of people that oppose this. I realize there are other more daily issues like affordability that get away from this. But the Inquirer headline, they understand why Mikey Sherrill doesn't. Mikey Sherrill understands why she doesn't want to talk about this. It's a loser big time. And it actually turns out people to vote. All right, Robert in Ben Salem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom, Henry. It's good to talk to you guys today.
Thanks, Robert.
Dom, make sure you take Linda Kern with you over to Italy so you can have a chance with the gravy sauce thing. And I saw something where a kid asked his father, Dad, if socialism doesn't work, why do so many people support it? And his dad says, because they don't work either, son. And when you get back from Italy, I wanted to kick around Tom Corbett's tax increases with you. I know that's a bugaboo with you, but I had some information that would make for an interesting conversation.
Okay, sure, I'm here tomorrow and then back on election day. Think of the timing of this, how it works out. So, yeah.
I think you planned it perfectly, Don, but I'm glad you mailed in your ballot, and I hope everybody else does too. But my side answer is a little out of the box. I have a room that almost every politician needs, and that is called a wiggle room. And that's my answer, wiggle room.
Wiggle room?
You guys have your...
Thank you.
Talk
tomorrow.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Yeah, wiggle room, outside the box. We're looking for that all-time room. Richard in Somerdale. And Henry, I don't know if you've seen this film. Put this on your top 10 list. It is the biggest satire.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen it?
Yeah, I love this movie.
Yeah, this is a good one. Richard in Somerdale. All right, Richard, what's yours?
Well, how you doing? I hope everybody's great there, and I hope you have a wonderful time in Italy.
Thank you.
I was over there with a friend about 5 years ago. We did 16 days hitting Rome, Naples, Sicily, Palermo, Florence, and we were looking for Murphy's house, his villa over there, but we couldn't find it, unfortunately.
It's in Tuscany, Well, I saw Clooney's house and how they let him build an illegal jetty at that point to get his boats in and out. Typical, yeah.
Anyway, yeah, my room is the war room in Dr. Strangelove, where George C. Scott, and I guess it was the who was playing the general, and the Russian ambassador were arguing. They got into a fight, and Peter Sellers went over to him and says, "You can't fight in here. This is the war room."
That too. He's taking pictures of the big board. Thank you, Richard. When George C. Scott says, gets up on his chair, oh, man, if he's good, if he's really good, he could bring that plane in so low, he can go right over the hen house. And everybody looks at him like, we don't want that. What are you talking about? All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. What's the best scene in that film to you, Henry?
You're going to be answering to the Coca-Cola company.
That's what I was going to say. When the guy shoots an open nuclear war, I need to change my essence. Women sense that. Pure grain water. All right. Coming up, we're going to talk to two young women who are in the Charlie Kirk Turning Point chapter at Rutgers University. They outed or publicized a guy called Dr. Antifa, has written all kinds of books supporting fundraising, etc. Antifa, he takes off to Spain when this becomes apparent. Now, Rutgers wants to kick them out. They're next. You get in at 855-839-1210.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Don Giordano show. Headlines. You hear of this Rutgers professor. When we hear that Antifa doesn't exist, well, this guy's written enough books about it. Mark Bray, called the Antifa or Antifa professor, fled for Europe, saying he received death threats. The former head of Turning Point USA's Rutgers chapter says Bray's called for violence against conservatives. And joining us is one of the people that is an officer in Turning Point there, the Charlie Kirk organization at Rutgers University, the one up north. Let's go to Megan Doyle on Talk Radio 1210. Megan, thank you for joining us today.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, Megan, it is amazing to me what has transpired here. And we have your colleague, Henry. Do you want to bring her up? Is it Ava Kwan?
Yes.
Hi, Ava. Welcome to both of you. So let's start with Megan. Megan, what position do you hold in the Kirk?
Hold on. We lost Megan real quick. Oh, okay. Let me grab her.
All right. Ava, What position do you hold?
So I am the outreach coordinator at the Rutgers Turning Point USA chapter.
Okay. So, Ava, I put out the situation. You are not hearing that, I think, that this guy was in plain sight writing books about this, apparently calling for fundraising, et cetera. And you guys did what with that information?
So when we found out about all this awful information on Dr. Antifa, you know, we had decided that we needed to take a stand, which is why we created our petition in the first place. We were appalled by some of the information that we found on him. And, you know, we wanted to see action from the school, you know, especially after, you know, witnessing the horrific assassination of Charlie Kirk. We felt like we needed to do something, which is why we asked Rutgers to fire and end their relationship with Mark Bray. You know, most of all, we were worried for our safety. You know, this is a teacher who's supposed to be guiding us, guiding the next generation of students. So we knew we had to do something.
Megan, what role do you have with Turning Point at Rutgers?
All right, so I'm the treasurer at Rutgers University, Turning Point USA chapter.
What would you say, Megan, you know, when you hear this news story here locally where we are, you guys are the bad guys. You hate academic freedom. Professor has to flee to Spain, which is a nice gig to do his classes. What do you say to that?
I mean, we are all for academic freedom and, you know, freedom of speech. Mark Bray has exercised his freedom of speech and academic freedom. It's the fact that he's choosing his academic freedom and freedom of speech to just promote violent rhetoric. I mean, you see in his book that he is for Antifa tactics. And I also want to mention that he is involved with an Antifa organization called Black Rose, which promotes militant activism, like strikes, illegal strikes, vandalism, illegal sit-ins. Like, it's just that kind of violent rhetoric that we see time and time again with Antifa that he's associated with. And, you know, I'm a firm believer of freedom of speech, but freedom of speech does not protect you from the consequences.
So, Ava, you and Megan now, there's a movement to get rid of you, to get you out of Turning Point. Is that the way it is?
Yes, unfortunately.
Yeah. So, Ava, you know, you guys are smart. I've looked at your background. You're very savvy in these things. Amazing, isn't it?
Thank you.
Dr. Antifa is there. And yet we play every day on my show almost some Democrat like James Carville or these others saying we're making it up. It doesn't exist. There is no Antifa. Is there an Antifa? Have they been active at Rutgers at any point?
Well, absolutely. And we know that Mark Bray absolutely has. You know, it's very unfortunate, the reaction that we've gotten from the school as well. We've had, you know, people dox us, people send us threatening messages, and now, you know, we have school administrators demanding our removal from our e-board positions at Turning Point. You know, they've been repeatedly insisting that our president of our Turning Point chapter holds re-elections and denying that there's any investigation into our chapter. And, you know, my question with a lot of these, like, you know, questions about our chapters, why is this suddenly an issue? You know, we served in our roles at Turning Point since the start of the year without any issues. And now we've suddenly become a target for this investigation, but none of these issues have been raised earlier this year.
So, Megan, was it early on with Charlie Kirk, or did you join after he was assassinated? How did you get involved with Turning Point?
So I've been a part of Turning Point since the start of the school year.
What was the motivation? What were you hoping to accomplish?
I wanted to be more involved. I wanted, you know, I've been following Charlie Kirk ever since high school. So, mm-hmm. you know, seeing that there was a Turning Point chapter at Rutgers, I really wanted to go and, you know, be there and, you know, get involved and become, you know, more like-minded people at Rutgers.
Ava, conservative students, is there any sense of fear of conservative students? Have there been issues at Rutgers?
Yes. Well, certainly now there's been issues with us, you know, and the backlash that we faced, you know, from students and administrators, you know, throughout this whole situation. And I think especially now, you know, when I joined Turning Point, it was before the Charlie Kirk assassination. And I joined because I wanted to find community at my school, and I wanted to, you know, raise my voice and make friends with like-minded individuals. But I think especially now, especially, you know, dealing with, you know, this mess with the school and with some of these students who really are very upset with us because of this whole situation, I feel especially now that, you know, we need to keep speaking our mind. We need to keep speaking the truth and speaking with conviction and you know, act as Charlie did, as Charlie would want us to be.
Without a doubt. So, Megan, it seems to me that Dr. Antifa should hold you a debt of gratitude after always getting to teach his classes from Spain. How does that work?
Yes. He's enjoying his vacation funded on taxpayer money, so...
Absolutely. So is there a place where we can find all of this? Is it through Turning Point at Rutgers? Where do we get more information about what's happening?
I wanted to say that Turning Point at Rutgers is hosting a event with Alex Stein. If people want to, you know, join, see Turning Point in action, I feel like, you know, they would, they're more than welcome to join us and, you know, following along with us on the news. We have social medias that, you know, report on this and report on new information on Mark Bray and, you know, calling the university out on their, you know, insane and disgusting behavior. We also have a petition going around to help if anybody or your viewers mm-hmm. want to sign that. It's called Fire Antifa Professor Mark Bray from Rutgers University. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you guys, I'm so glad I took a lot of detective work to track you down. Please, would you let Henry know or me with any developments? We would have you back as this story continues. Great work of what you're doing there, particularly under a lot of professional difficulty there at Rutgers. Thank you, guys, and thanks for coming on today.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
You are welcome. All right, Ava Kwan and Megan Doyle here on Talk Radio 1210, both at Rutgers. This guy then gets, I think he's still teaching. He fled for Europe. He's in Spain. Nice temperatures this time of the year there, I guess. He's on the southern coast. Again, but there's no Antifa. There is none of this. Of course there is. Are they as centralized that they have an office and a president? Oh, it's a little bit murkier than that. But take a look at Portland. Take a look at the stuff that goes on. Of course there is. And again, if you want to have a policy debate over this, that's fine. I don't know that he should be fired based upon the book, but all the information that I see seems to be he's advocating for their activities. And that is something, if you're a conservative student or just normal, that you would think it's, well, he's not just documenting them, he's advocating for them. And this is a domestic terrorism organization. You know that by definition now. All right. 855-839-1210. Coming to more of your calls, and we'll stay in the loop with them a little bit later. Well, coming up, Scott Presler is going to be here. He's still all over New Jersey. We will get his update on how he thinks the voting's going. Matt Rooney's right on top of it, too. We'll have him back tomorrow. And Jeff Van Drew, now, I'm going to ask him, he's concerned over the weekend, he was on CNN, he made news, about Trump people, supporters, losing their medical benefits as the shutdown continues. But the big story today is the biggest federal workers union has said they want an end of the shutdown. That's going to put a lot of pressure on Democrats. I don't know that it's happening overnight, but a lot of pressure on Democrats to make a move toward this. Who has more pressure? This is very hard to say, but I think slightly more on Democrats given this development today. Jeff Van Drew then at 2:30. But your calls are 855-839-1210. You get on board. Only 2 days this week, we'll have a winner. Tomorrow, probably going to do something associated with Italy, which ought to be fun. The association ones always drop.
Get thinking now.
Yeah, start thinking now. But the room thing, Marcus Aurelius had some really good ones. I'll give you. I don't want to steal all of them. He had some really good. The principal's office. That's one. Usually most kids did not go to the principal's office. They went to the vice principal's office. The vice principal, when I taught, they were the ones that did discipline. If you're called to the principal's office, the FBI is probably going to be there.
You screwed up.
That's
going
to be.
You're going home with a suspension.
Expulsion is more, I think, of what you're looking at. Yeah, or movement toward that. Yeah, the VP, all right, you blew up the bathroom, 5 days, that kind of thing. Principal, though, that's better. 855-839-1210, you get in. Hey, for years, I have talked about the health benefits, of course, of Rescue Omega-3s. As part of my daily routine, they support a healthy heart, cholesterol levels, reduce inflammation, and promote joint comfort. Taking them is one of the easiest things I do for my health. Now it's your turn. Give your body the support it needs to stay healthy, strong, and active with one of Rescue's Omega-3 supplements. Right now, use that code OMEGA50 for an exclusive buy one, get one free offer on any Rescue Omega-3 supplement, including their most popular Rescue 1250. Call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483, or use the code OMEGA50 online at res-q.com. Remember, the code OMEGA50, OMEGA50. Buy one, get another Rescue Omega-3 absolutely free at res-q.com. All right, Tom Giordano show. Great listeners. People think, how can we have information on so much stuff? Our listener over in Haverford just sent me information of their district policy. We were talking about the Haverford Township School District. The district has an obligation to maintain the student's privacy, cannot disclose or require disclosure of the student to other students or parents and guardians, even on overnight stays, meaning there's a pretty big case in Colorado where it was a biological male assigned to sleep in the same bed with a female on an overnight trip. So this type of policy is insane. And I'm looking right here at the material she sent me. For overnight trips, students can communicate their preferred sleeping arrangement to their teacher and or school administrator, as with other students. The school should try to pair a student who is GET, they're calling it, gender neutral, I guess, to make adjustments and prevent the student from being marginalized because of any alternative arrangements. Well, look, no one wants, we talked about this with the bathroom thing, maybe a single-use bathroom. We're told the numbers are not that great. All right, so you have a single-use bathroom. No, that's not good enough. That's a compromise. As far as the sports thing, there is no compromise in that. You don't get to play in those leagues. It just doesn't happen that way. Thanks to the people in Haverford, the source there. In Havertown, the resistance, I'm sure they're on board on the other side. But Jack Cetarelli just bringing this up more in the last couple of days, not just the typical stuff we talk about, but also the fact that parents are not notified if their child wants different pronouns, something like that going on in school. You got to include the parents in this. This is not a privacy. It's the parent. There's no reason to do that. Scott Presler in the On Deck Circle. We'll see what he says about what's happening in Jersey. And I'm sure he's heard by now that Dave Sunday, the Attorney General of Pennsylvania, has arrested a good number of people who were creating false registrations. Remember that story? Way back in the election of 2024 in the closing month. And this is something that could result in big time jail time. I know you say, but Dom, that's over here. I get that. It takes a while to penetrate this, to get the evidence and to do it. And Sunday has. You should know. I mean, the Linda Kearns is on stuff. Dave Sunday, the attorney general, has been really good on this. In Jersey, we're going to have big time monitoring of Passaic County. It doesn't mean they're going to stop. Just they don't. They don't want transparency. Why would Passaic say we're not going to have video surveillance of the mail-in ballot room or you have to sign in and out? What is so hard about that? Are they cheating? Well, I don't even care if they're cheating or not at this point. It's simple requirements we ought to agree to. If you don't want to adhere, it's like voter ID. It's the same thing. All right, Drew in Upper Darby. Drew is in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Drew.
Hey, Dom. Thank you so much. Awesome show as usual, and I hope you have a safe trip, Dom.
Thank you.
Hey, you're quite welcome. Hey, Dom, you know, when I was down at your rally, you know, on that Friday, I was fortunate enough to speak a little bit with Mr. Jack Cittarelli. And I told him, sir, I think your ads during the Eagles games are brilliant because, you know, Dom, South Jersey is Eagles country just as much as South Philly is.
Sure.
And they see these commercials. And the fact that they were playing the Giants yesterday, North Jersey saw them also. And it kind of reminded me of, you know, in the general election of last year when the Kamala Harris ads were put on there about the inmates and the sex change to the taxpayers.
Yep.
Kind of had the same impact, I hope, you know, so that's good. But, hey, Dom, you know, on the side question, this Eric Swalwell, man, he's acting like such a child along with some of his other colleagues.
Yes.
And it just leads me right into my side answer. Why don't they just build a romper room when they get the White House?
Swalwell is one of the worst, too. And then the Chinese spy, the whole thing with him. But Swalwell sort of pushed me over the edge for this side today, saying if you run in 2028, yesterday's interviews, as a Democrat, you want to be the nominee, you must swear that you are going to knock down the ballroom. If you can't do that, you can't be the Democrat nominee. Also, they talk of, and I guess they could do this, to change it from being named whatever Trump comes up with. I still like the Charlie Kirk to the Obama ballroom. That will be fitting revenge. That's what they're saying. My God. I guess they could do that. But knocking it down, this is going to be the litmus test. I swear I will knock down in the first 30 seconds the Trump ballroom and rebuild it. Maybe some of them will sign off on this. All right, it's 855-839-1210. That's how I get you on board. Scott Presler, Jeff Van Drew here at 2:30. We got a great money melody for a big prize today. And in addition to that, only 2 days on the side question. So you get your name into the hat, you got a pretty good chance this week. I'll be on tomorrow and then off the rest of the week and then back on Election Day. Well, I land that night. And be right here. Which one of the races are you most looking? The biggest has got to be Jersey at this point, national impact. But second, the retention of judges. Krasner, yeah, but law enforcement out in Bucks County. We need some degree of sanity. And Mondani, I think he's going to win going away. I think that's over. And why? And will Democrats really take the bait and say, we got to be like this guy? Let's hope they do. 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.